Okay, we're picking up the Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We are three lines from the top with the words V'amar Rav Chista. So we're going to continue discussing different halachas of fasting. So Rav Chista continues and he says another halacha: Kol Tainis, any fast shelo shakalav chama, upon which the sun is not set, meaning that you ate before nighttime. Tosos over here quote the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and they explain over there in Gemara in Avodah Zarah also that our minhag is to wait until Tzeis HaKochavim. That's usually after sunset. They explain Shkia over here might actually mean when it's completely, usually Shkia means the beginning of sunset. Maybe over here in this context it means Shakal Av Chama, when it completely set, which would what we call Tzeis HaKochavim. So that would be Lashmei Tam, it's not called a fast. Even though you fasted the earlier part of the day, still, at the end of the day, you didn't. It's not called a fast, and therefore, the Rav Chista is referring to someone, you accepted upon yourself a full fast, and you decided to break it before nightfall, that is not something that's considered, a real fast. And where it says, Mei Sivei, the Vekashen, Rav Chista, the Mishnah later is going to tell us, Anshe Mishmar, the people of the Mishmar, that during the time when they had the Beis HaMikdash, so they used to have 24 Mishmaros, different sort of watches that would be in charge of the Kohanim used to be in charge of the doing the avoda at that time. Each one would get to serve for those for their mishmar. So each mishmar would have kohanim and levim together. They would serve 1 week at a time. And their mishnah tells us that they would also fast and daven for Klal Yisrael. And then there's also Yisrael mamadam. Yisrael would have the mamados at the same time, corresponding to these kohanim that were doing the mishmar. Misanim v'lo mashlimim. Here we're talking about the mishmar, though, not the Yisrael. And we're talking about the kohanim and the levim. Misanim v'lo mashlimim. They fast, but they don't complete the fast. Since we're referring to the fact and why don't they fast, Rashi just points out because they were working the Beis HaMikdash. They're so busy they can't expect to fast the whole time. So they're fast, they begin to fast, but they don't complete the whole fast. So yet they still finish the fast early. That the lashon of the Mishnah is that they're still considered fasting. Misanin, we still call that fasting. This lachora is against Rav Chista that says that partial fasting is not really valid, and you have to be fasting the whole entire day to be called a fast. We still call it that they're fasting. They're making the idea of fasting. Yet they end it early. So Gemara says, "Hasam latzuri nashe be'almu." No, it's not really considered a fast. It was just to afflict themselves. The mishmar were intended to show that they also are ki'ilu anochi batzara. They're with the tzara of Klal Yisrael. They have the distress of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, they're undertaking the fast, but they're not actually fasting. So therefore, it has no halachic status. And they would not really enough kamina for a chisur. I mentioned this earlier. Is the idea of saying anenu? They wouldn't say anenu because they're allowed to eat anytime they want, and therefore they would not say anenu. So that's not really considered a fast. The Gemara says Tashma will bring another raya against Rav Chista. The Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Tzadok says, "Ani b'bnei Bashal son of Binyamin. I am the one of the descendants of Sanav, the son who come from the tribe of Binyamin. And this Sanav is a people that would have a special yomtiv. Rashi is marach over here that when the Yidden came back from the Galus Bavel." And they built the second Beis HaMikdash, so they didn't have enough wood for the Mizbeach. Can you imagine now if the Beis HaMikdash would be here, we would have billions of dollars ready for the Beis HaMikdash. So they didn't have enough, even enough wood for the Beis HaMikdash. So there was 9 individuals who contributed all the wood that they needed from their stores. They gave their basically everything they had until the public was able to have enough to give the funds for the Beis HaMikdash. So these people were eventually rewarded with the fact that they were privileged each year with one day that was only going to be them giving the wood for the Mizbeach. And apparently the family, the Mishpacha Sana, they were assigned the 10th of Av, and therefore it was considered a personal yomtiv for them because it was a joyous occasion remembering what they did. The Gemara in Shkalim actually says that this chag was even observed after the Beis HaMikdash was even destroyed. So what happened? So one day, Tisha B'Av, with that background in mind, so this is the significance of his family. So once Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, the Chilul Achar Shabbos, so as we do when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we don't like Rebbe, the Gemara, Bikir Sakar Tisha B'Av Chalias B'Shabbos. No, we don't hold that way. Rather, we hold that when Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, they postponed the fast until the 10th of Av. So we fasted partially part of the day. But since we have like a yantav, because we're knowing this special day, it was significant to us that we donated the wood to the Beis HaMikdash, and it was a very special day for us. So based on that Gemara, even after where there was no Beis HaMikdash Kaim, there was a yantav for them, so they would end their fast early. So Rav Tzadok is still saying that the fact that they used to end their fast early, they still called it a fast. They still misanin. Hisinu b'avol shlima. We fasted, we didn't complete it. This again would be against Rav Chista that a partial fast is not valid, doesn't have significance, and again with the nafkamina being aninu, so l'chora this would be against it. Aga, we see a very important thing over here. This Allah Lameisa, some Rishonim want to bedayek this, that I think that's how we go, even Paskin. Allah Lameisa, double check next time you have a Tisha Chal Yav Shabbos, but where we have a Nidcha, where Tisha B'Av is going to be on Yud Av, it's going to be on, where Shabbos really was Tisha B'Av, and we push it off till Motzi Shabbos, which we've had a lot of in over the last few years, so that if you have a Yom Tov Didei, how do you have a Yom Tov Didei B'Zman Hazeh on a Tisha B'Av, on a day of Tisha B'Av or Yud Av, is you could have a Bris Mila. If you have the Bris Mila of your son, which is a Yom Tov Didei, we call that like it's the Yom Tov of the father, maybe even the Sandag, maybe even the Moel, but definitely the father, it's his Yom Tov, so he might not have a Chiyuv to fast. That is on a Tisha B'Av Shenidche, and I think definitely Rishonim, I know Madaik that in this Gemara, I think even Halacha Lamaisa that we go with that they don't necessarily have to fast if it's a Nidche. I could be wrong, but that's definitely some Rishonim are of that opinion, and this is the Raya from this Gemara over here, that they ended the fast early because of the fact that it was Yom Tov Didei, it was their Yom Tov of the day which they brought the wood for the Beis HaMikdash. But again, the point that the Gemara is bringing from this point is against Rav Chista that a partial fast is considered to have some validity to it. So the Gemara says, "Hasam nami." Now they're also Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok's case. Litzauri nashi ba'alma. No, they just undertook the fast to afflict themselves. But really, since it was their yomtov, they didn't have to fast, and therefore they never intended to undertake a real, genuine fast. So the Gemara says, "Tosh maso." Another raya against Rav Chista. Damar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan told us, "Aher betanis ad shavo levisi." I'm going to fast until I reach my house. Although Rabbi Yochanan would eat even if he came home early, he came early in the day, he still called it that he was fasting. So this again is against Rav Chista. He's understanding that the partial fast has a kiyum. So the Gemara says, "Hasam," in Rabbi Yochanan's case also, "Leshamute nashay mendev nasiyo da'avit." No, he was doing it in case he got invited by a social gathering of the nasi and he couldn't turn it down. So what would he say? "I'm fasting." So you not to insult them, but he really wanted to just go learn and didn't want to insult the nasi. So therefore, he lechora, he was just showing that it's not like insulting him. He's saying, "I'm fasting. I'm not able to," but really whenever he got home he would eat, he would only be mekabel latanis l'shaos. See that to avoid embarrassing them and avoid the cover of the nasi, he wanted to find an excuse to avoid it. Now, there's a famous story with the stipler, I think it was the stipler, that the stipler was either Rabbi Yaakov Kanetsky or the stipler, I always get confused with them, but that they're both named Yaakov, that I think it was the stipler though, that he was in Europe, and it may have been Rav Yaakov now, or whatever, but one of the two Gedolim, that they were in Europe, and they're very from a Litvish family, their parents are Litvish also, and there was some balabas in the yeshiva back then. The yeshiva doesn't always provide food all the time, especially not during Bezmanam for Pesach. He wanted to stay for Pesach. So the one of the balabatim, who he didn't necessarily trust their hechsher, was a very nice person, but didn't trust their hechsher, especially for Pesach, kept trying to invite him. He invited him one year, the other year. The third year, he says, "Come on, Mamash have to come." So Rav Yaakov ran out of excuses, or the stipler, whatever the story happened to. He ran out of excuses, so he told, I think it's a stipler, because I think Rav Chaim Kanetsky does this. I think it's a stipler. The stipler told him he had to think of something. He said, "I don't eat kabruks." So he told him, "I don't eat kabruks," and from then on, he was mekabel on himself not to eat kabruks. I think it's Rav Chaim. I think Rav Chaim hasn't been based on his father, the stipler, based on that story. So from then on, he does not keep it. So he also might find an excuse to not insult the person, but at the same time, he tried to avoid a lying. So he figured out a situation, got meddled his way around it to not insult the person. Okay. Here also, Rabbi Yochanan said he was fasting. Really, he was just fasting until he got home to avoid going to the nasi's house. The Gemara says, "Amar Shmuel, kol tana shulki b'lavim bod yom." Another halacha. This is a halacha ma'aseh as well, that the fast you don't accept upon yourself before, while it's still the previous day, lav shmei tainis. That is not called a fast, because you need to accept it upon yourself the day before to show that you're going to be fasting. The Gemara says, "V'i yasif," if you do in fact fast without actually being mekabalit, and you didn't accept upon yourself the fast, what's going to be the lacha? Mai, what's the lacha? Does it have any significance? You do tshuva or something like that? Amar Rav Shila, "Dami le'mapucha demalia zika." It's like you're screaming out, you're giving a big shry, you're crying out, and it's filled with air. There's nothing there. Because the fact that you didn't actually do anything, we're assuming that you didn't really accomplish anything, so therefore, then that lechora is going to be as if it's not really accomplishing much of anything. This halacha l'maisa, a person has a tainis yachid, some people fast, let's say, Yom Kippur Katan. If a person wants to do that, the lechora, he has to do Kabbalah's tainis, if you really want it to have validity. And same thing with tainis b'hadah, some people do this, some people fast during the Zman of Shovim, all these times where people are fasting, if you want to have a strong validity to the fast, you maybe want to be mekabel. Okay, there's a whole other shayla about mekabel and make a tnai that whether you're to do this tonight and say that you'll give stuck if you're not able to fast, because otherwise we'll see you're going to maybe have to be mashlim the fast. A lot of halachas, the complicated halachas about being mekabalit, but etzem, we do see that would be that's critical to being able to fast. So now, that's a shayla. Also, this is also necessary for a partial fast. If you're fasting, that's a machlokas Rishonim over here. Is it also for a partial fast? Do you need to also be mekabalit early, the day before? Even if you're fasting only till chatzos, do you also need a kabbalah or not? And that is something which is debated amongst the Rishonim. There is a certain hetzer, let's say, I know Erev Rosh Hashanah, where it's something that's already minag Yisrael. So if it's a minag Yisrael, well, and you don't need a Kabbalah because you already had in mind you were going to do that. That already is your Kabbalah. So that's something like a fast in Erev Rosh Hashanah. That might be, if even if you forgot to say the tefillah, you really should have. It would be Mekabbalah, the Tainus L'Shaos, also Til Chatzos. She specifies for Til Chatzos. But if you forgot or for that, I think we are relying on the Mishmarus. So since it's Minhag Yisrael, you could rely on the fact that people know to do it, and that's already considered like the Kabbalah. Like you don't have to do a Kabbalah's Tainus for Tisha B'Av. You don't have to do a Kabbalah's B'Av for Shavuos B'Tammuz for Sar B'Tevis, because that's a fast. It's Kavua. We know that everyone's fasting, so you don't need a Kabbalah for that. So the market is now Imas Mekabbalah. So when do you accept upon yourself the fast? Rav Amar B'Mincha. Rav said you should do it at Mincha. This the Rishonim explained that really means Mincha. Katana Mincha. Katana is 9.5 hours into the day. If you do it at that point, that would be, Rashi points out, even according to him, it's still a chachila, but if you did it b'diavid, that it should be done by mincha, is l'chora, only at the time of mincha. You don't necessarily have to do it in the tefillah necessarily. Maybe the chachila would agree. And Shmuel says, no, but dafka b'tefillah sa mincha. Shmuel is disagreeing. He's saying that specifically it should be done in Shmona Esrei, and dafka at the end of Shmona Esrei, not at the time of mincha, but even specifically in the davening of mincha, because at the end of the kind of Torah, you can be marach in your tefillahs. Shmuel is telling you should be mekabel the fast at that point, close to the day itself, and also you're able to have extra tefillos there. That's why you should do it at Mincha. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, "Kavasei de Shmuel mistabra that it's the halacha should be like Shmuel." The Chstiv Megillas Tainus, because it says Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus, remember, was the earlier thing transmitted to us. One of the earliest things of Torah Shabbat that we wrote down. It was different times of during the time of the Mishnah, during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, of different Chagim, different we say Batla Megillas Tainus except for Hanukkah and Purim. But in Megillas Tainus, there was different fast days and different holidays that were mentioned of different things that occurred mainly during the Bayit Sheni. So the Mishnah, the Megillas Tainus tells us that Lahen Kol Inish, so after telling us that the fast days, which a person, the holidays rather, the days of Chagim, which a person is not supposed to fast, so the Megillas Tainus ends off, Lahen Kol Inish, to every person, if you accepted to find yourself a fast before this Chag, so it's speaking of something, you accepted to find the fast of, let's say you said, you accepted to find yourself 10 fasts, Monday, Thursday, Mondays, and one of them is going to be on one of these Chagim, Yaser. That since the fasts were before the Chagim, the fasts are not interrupted and you continue fasting. So the Gemara says, "My love, Yaser Atzma Betzilal," that your Aser only in the davening, meaning you already accepted upon yourself the fasts. The Bryce is saying, what does it mean you're Asering yourself? So the Bryce is telling you that means that it's going to be only if in the Mincha the preceding day that the it's going to be that you have to accept upon yourself the fast on the Mincha before. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what I'm talking about Megillah Sanders. Rather, you Aser Atzma, you're going to be Aser, that you're not Aser to take upon, to eat, to keep the holidays. So the Gemara says, there's actually one means Yaser Lashon is going to prohibit. V'chadamar Yaser that he is prohibited. What's the difference? Manda Amar Yaser that he's going to prohibit. Kidarmina, we said before that you Aser from eating because it is a fast day before it was a holiday for you. You accepted the fast days upon yourself first. Manda Amar Yaser, the one who says that it's he is Aser. Mai, what does it mean? The Gemara says Tanya Begilas Tanya. So this opinion is like the opinion that we see in the Braisa. What do we see in the Braisa? Kol Inish, any person the Yasi Eloi Mikadmas Dana upon that you accepted upon yourself a series of fasts before this Chag and Megillas Tainus, Yaser, it's Aser for him from it's Yaser prohibited from eating on these days. Keitzad has understood. Yachad Shikiba La'alav Sheni V'Chamishi Kol Hashana Kuli, accepted upon yourself to fast every Monday and Thursday the entire year. V'iruba Yamim Toivim Aksuvim Megillas Tainus, but one of those days that Megillas Tainus is on a Monday or Thursday. I got this reminds me actually, sometimes Bahab, Tanis Bahab, or at least the Tfilas of Bahab, they actually coincide with Yom Yerushalayim. I just find that interesting. So if Yom Yerushalayim had the Tokif, if we had like a, whatever, Sanhedrin, whatever it might be, that's a real Chag, that would be this Shaila, the Megillas Tainus. That's a mini holiday for the Nisan that would happen, or commemorate the miracles, whatever. It's just interesting. It falls out on one of the days of Bahab a lot, oftentimes. Im Nedir Kodim Lagzira. So if your Neder to fast every Monday and Thursday was done before the decree to establish these Chagim, Yivat Lel Nidro Es Gzira Seino, then your vow is going to nullify the decree. In this case, you should have to fast. You should accept it upon yourself the fast, even if you didn't do it in the mincha before. That's how Rashi understands it. Even if you forgot to accept the mincha before, since you already accepted it upon yourself earlier to accept every Monday and Thursday. However, if the decree to keep this chag was before your neder, and our decree to keep this chag is going to be vatal your neder, your vow that you made, and you're not allowed to fast on these days, even if you made this kabbalah and the chorah. Some say that do you totally get rid of the tosis machlokas? Do you totally get rid of the fast? You don't fast at all, or are you allowed to fast partially and not necessarily the whole time? But we see from this brisa that where you're chayav to fast when your neder is preceding the decree, you do not need to re-accept the fast and mincha the day previous day. This of course is going to be a raya for Rav, who held you don't need to accept the fast and mincha on the preceding day necessarily. So the Gemara says. Now the Gemara goes on to Tanur Rabban, we learn in the Braisa. And Masai Ochel Vashos, until one is a person allowed to eat and drink. Ad Sheila Amura Shachar, until we see the dawn. That's a Shaila. Is it 90 minutes? Is it 72 minutes? It's interesting. In Eretz Yisrael, a lot of people are machmir for the 90 minute shita. It seems to be the more acceptable opinion is 72. But in Eretz Yisrael, in Minhag Yerushalayim at least, a lot of people are machmir for the 90 minutes. I know on Shavuos, they suggested stop eating. That's another lach, not eating before davening, but by Alos, already by 90 minutes. Divrei Rebbe. That was the words of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Ad Karos Hagever, until the rooster is crowing, which is a different shear, and not exactly which crowing, maybe it's the first crowing according to Rashi. Amar Abaye Lo Shanu, Ela Shelo Gamar Sudaso. That this halacha, that you're not allowed to eat meat until the morning, that's only when you didn't complete your meal. But Gamar Sudaso, if you already finished your meal, you're not allowed to continue eating afterwards. Esi Veirorav Azakasha, though, Gamar Ve'amad, if you completed your meal, and you finished and left the table, Reza Ochel, you're allowed to even still eat. And even if you benched, you're allowed to continue eating. So lechora, this is beferish against Abaye that said that that you can only rely on eating if once you're eating a meal, let's say your nighttime meal, once you finish that meal, you're no longer allowed to eat throughout the fast. So it's like you come of the fast already. Hasam b'shelo salik. No, there the Bryce is talking about a case that answer for Abaye where you didn't remove the table yet. Talking there are times you used to have a table. Signifying the end of the meal, would not just be when you bench, but even removing the table, that would the table where you ate. So since they left food, therefore it's considered as if you had in mind to eat. So Ikud Amr, another version of this, Amr Rava Lo Shanu Elo Shalo Yasha, no, where you didn't sleep. That's the issue. If Ava Yasha, and once you go to sleep, Eno Ocha, you're no longer allowed to eat, even if you wake up before dawn. The Halacha follows this version. That Rava's opinion that one goes to sleep, you're not allowed. If you don't go to sleep and you're staying up the whole night, that's fine. That you're allowed to continuously eat, even if you stop eating and take a break and come back an hour later, as long as you're up. However, once you go to sleep, you have to be machmir that you're not allowed to eat anymore. It's a real beferish halach over here. So we see in ochel. However, if you make a tnai, that's what you're allowed to make a tnai before you go to sleep. That you want to eat, that's what you should do. If you really know you're waking up, that's what you really mamish. It's mamish maker din. See this gemara over here in ochel. So it's really a tekula to rely on the tanai, but the tanai we do rely on halacha. But you have to really make sure you're making this tanai. If a person goes to sleep and wakes up, especially now during the winter fast, the sarba teva is usually always is a lot of people are going to be up before losa shachar. So make sure you make a tanai before you go to sleep that you plan on waking up and eating. Esi ve'bayis now by asakash and rava. He quotes the Braisa, Yashin Aman, if you slept and you got up later, I raise the ochel, you're allowed to eat. So the Braisa Lechora is against Rava. Hasam, so the Gemara answers Rava Misnam name. No, we're talking about where you're dozing off. Since dozing, again, this is a version of Ika Amar, where Rava was the one to mention, Abai is asking on him. So this is talking about where you're dozing off. Dozing off is not actually sleeping, so Rava would agree that you're still allowed to eat. So Gemara says, Hechi Dami Misnam, what is considered the halachic version of dozing off? How do we determine this? Gemara says, Amar Avashi, turning on to the next one now. Neam, viloniam, it's where you're people doze off. Like, how people doze off. You're like not completely awake, you're not completely asleep. Tir velo tire. You're not completely asleep. The karalei v'anis, so if they say to you, nachamari, and you answer. So that would be nistamim. V'yada adurei sfara. However, you gotta ask you a real shaila, like, what are you doing tomorrow? Then he's not really able to answer you, because he's basically sleeping. V'chimadker l'makker, however, he'll remind you, if you say, do you remember, I was asking you something, and they'll say, oh yeah, I remember what you were talking about, that's dozing off. That's what we're talking about over here. Zakumar Vaita, Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav, Rav Kana, same name, Rav, Yachid Shekiva Lav Tainis, an individual accepts a fast upon himself, Asr Benilas Asandal, it's Asr for him to wear shoes on that day of the fast day. Why? Because Chashina Shematanis Tibur Kiba Lav were afraid that he may have actually accepted upon himself the chumras of a Tainis Tibur. So Rav is talking about a case, Rashi points out, of someone who didn't specify which type of fast he's accepting upon himself. Obviously, if you specify, you're saying Tanis Yachid, that's fine. We're just afraid where he doesn't know the halacha, he wasn't just Mekabel fast. And he really meant when he made the Mekabel the fast, we're talking about there's three series of fasts. We're talking about the second and the third one, Shemur Machmir, which Ne'ilas Asandal, which involves the Isser of wearing shoes. So that would be what we're talking about over here. And we're afraid that type of fast is what he was Mekabel upon himself. So Gemara says, "Hey Chil Avid, what should he do to avoid these chumras?" Amar Rabbah Rashiila Leimachi Lamachar Eh Lefanecha BeTainis Yachid. You space specifically, I am in a Tainis Yachid. If you actually look at the lashon in Elokan Tzura, the Mekabel the fast, they say this, and I think we specify also that a person is Mekabel Tainis Yachid. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Lo Le Rabbanan Rav Sheshes. Rabbanan told Rav Sheshes, "Haka Chazina Rabbanan De Misamayu Misanayu." We have seen other Rabbanan who are wearing their shoes, Vasle Betanisa, and they come even though it was their Tainis Tzibor. So they must have held, as Rishonim point out, Rashi already points this out, Ran, others explain this, this must be talking about a Tainis Tzibor, a public fast day, which was in the second sequence, the second and third sequences, where there's an issue to wear shoes. The Rabbanan, so what was their heter? They held, like Shmuel, as we remember on yesterday's daf, in Alpha Mabez, that told us that in Bavel and the rest of Galus, there is no such thing as a real Tainis Tzibor, and therefore, we don't have those chumras of not wearing Nilas Sandal when it's not raining. So that would not apply to them. So therefore, they held like that, and therefore they came wearing their shoes. Ikbeted ve'amar lo, so Rashi was very upset at them. Remember, Dilma mechal nami achal, so you may as well eat. So he was very upset at them. He said, like, you're violating the lachas. He held that apparently that there does exist a concept of a tainis tzibor in the Gola, in Galus, in Chutzlar, in Bavel, everywhere, that you would be able to, you would have these chumras, and therefore he was disagreeing with Shmuel's shita that we saw earlier. Now the Gemara continues, Abaye v'Ravi Meiler, Abaye v'Ravi would enter the house of the shul on a tainis tzibor. Can we say a panya when they would be wearing the upper part of the lace, upper part of the leather on their shoes? That's what they would do. Marmimar Marzutra, Mechalfe Demina Dismala. They would switch the right shoe to the left shoe. Udismala Lamina and the left shoe, they would switch to the right shoe. So this was that they held, apparently, like Ravashi, that held like Shmuel, that the Chumras of the Tainis Tzibor don't apply in Galus. However, the Ran points out, they accepted upon themselves this symbolic gesture that the, you know, like, oh, let's show that we're the Tzar. We're with you in the Tzar, and therefore we're wearing our shoes backwards, the right and the left. Rabbanu Ravashi held Nafake Kiorachayim. They would go out just the regular, usual way that they would go out. They would wear their shoes. Savrei Kiadim Shmuel. They held like Shmuel. Ain't Tainis Tzibor B'Bavel. Ela Tisha B'Yilva. The only halacha we have, halachic Tainis of obviously Yom Kippur is different. It's not like that's not a Tainis Tzibor. It's sad Tainis. It's a different point. But on the real Tainis of Mitzad Tzar and sadness, the only one that we're not allowed to wear shoes for is on Tisha B'Av, and therefore other fast days wearing shoes was perfectly okay. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda, same name, Rav. Lo ve'adam tanisa. A person is allowed to literally borrow his fast. That on the day that you fasted, if it's the Rosh Hashanah point out, not just stam, but if it's difficult, some say if you have a sudas mitzvah, others say even for, we're going to see the Hemshech Gemara's Medayik, even if it sounds like a kavod of somebody, you want to just break your fast. So then according to them, that you would be allowed to, obviously not feeling well, you'd be allowed to break your fast. And then again, this is where your Mekabal fast, not talking about the Shavuot or Matzah, something like that. This is where your Mekabal fast and make it up. That's the situations when you were, be allowed to be lova fast. And the Gemara says that uporeya, you have to repay the fast on a different day. So the big machlokas has shown him when exactly is this talking about. According to the Rambam, this is only if a person is accepting a series of fasts, and then you'd be allowed to make them. Let's say you accepted upon yourself 10 fasts. So then you thought, what am I going to do on Monday? You can push it off till the Thursday, not a big deal. However, if you accepted a specific day, according to the Rambam, you would not be allowed to be loved to do this process over here. That's machlok, big machlok of Rishonim. It seems to me the Shulchan Aruch, I think, goes like the Rambam. According to many other Rishonim, the Rashba, others, they understand that Rav's ruling would apply even if you specified which fast you were planning. You said you were fasting the next day. So then the Ran explains that you're accepting upon yourself a fast. That is just you're just declaring that that you're paying at some point. It's like a nidret staka, which is similar to the idea that you're voluntary, you're giving staka, and you have to give it at a specific time, not a specific coin. You just have to give it a specific time. That's the idea of fasting here, not a specific day. It's just I accepted by myself to afflict myself and to do tshuva, and doesn't necessarily have to be on this day. That's what they understand, and that would be a very big shayla when to do the satara according to these rishonim. So the Gemara now says that you make it up. Can I say kamei to Shmuel? So when I mentioned this halacha in front of Shmuel, so then he told me, Amarli v'chi neder kiba leya, did you accept it upon yourself a vow? Delo sagi, delo mashalam, that's enough that you must fulfill it in any event. Letziri nafshi kibla, you accept it upon yourself to afflict yourself. Imati mitzar nafshi, if you intend, you're able to afflict yourself by fasting that day, that's fine. Ilomati, lo mitzar nafshi, you don't have to afflict yourself. In this version, Shmuel is telling us that you're allowed to specify one fast and then you're allowed to be mashlamit to another one. This lechora is like at least the way the Rashba and the others will learn it, that this is going on a specific fast. According to Rami, you'd have to explain lechora that this is also going on a time where accepted upon yourself a series of fasts. Now the Gemara continues. Some present the machlokas a little bit differently. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, lo ve'adam tanisa, a person may literally borrow his fast to pray and repay his fast.
one fasting on a different day. When he said this ruling before Shmuel, Amar li pshita, he said obvious. Lo yehel neder. It's similar to the halacha of taking a vow. Neder milotza matzi b'rishu mazel. Can't you repay the vow? L'machuli amachrini. You don't have to prepare the vow that day. So you're taking this vow. This not a specific time. You can take the vow at any point. This is similar to what the Rambam was saying. That's like nidrat tzedaka. You don't give a specific coin. You say I'm giving $1,000 of tzedaka. You don't have to give it right away. That second, you can give it the next day, the day after. So that's what's similar over here with regard to accepting upon yourself to fast. Now the Gemara continues. Rav Yishua b'Reid Rav Idi. Ikla Leviravasi, so he visited out of Ravasi, Avdule Agla Talisos. So they prepared him a calf, really a third grown, which is a tamale spitz type of meat, like really geschmack meat, very, very good, high quality meat. Amrele, so they said back to Rav Yeshua, Lito Marmidis, so want to eat something. Amrele, but then he said, Yasmin, he said, I'm fasting, I can't. So Amrele, so they said to him, Lizov Marlif, right? So they want to just, literally borrow, meaning start eating now, and repay the fast a different day. Lo sar marla hadam ravuna marav. Don't you hold like ravuna marav? Lo vadam tani saporia that you allowed to borrow fast and accept upon yourself a different day. Amar Rabbi Yishua said to them, Tanis chalamuno. Maybe you're right on a normal time, but I'm fasting because I had a scary dream. V'yamar Rav Abramach. So this comes up in the Gemara in Brachos. Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri. Amar Rav Yafet Tanis chalom keishen or eres. The fast is the we're going to see in a moment. The day of a fast is able to nullify a bad dream, just like fire is effective in when you leave it with a lot of flax that can burn easily. It's flammable, so meaning that it can get rid of a bad dream. This is when it's on that very day of the dream. Specifically, has to be on that day, and that would be is this a chiyuv or not a chiyuv? The Rashi, the Magen Avraham understands based on the Rashi, but it's a nice idea, but not a chiyuv necessarily to fast on these days. Again, nowadays, since we're weak and we have already Shabur brings things like this, that we have newspapers, we have scary. That was when they had newspapers. Now you have TV shows, all the things that are scaring people all the time, and all the news outlets, whatever. So people are scared all the time from all these other things. So that we don't assume that there's the same simanim that the fast had back then. That's how some understand. However, in the Pnimei Rav, Rav Shechter quotes that Rav Salvechik used to say all the time that his grandfather Rav Chaim would do a Tanis Chalom often. He'd be fasting a lot of times. And the Gemara continues that Dalma Rabbi Yosef, the Afila B'Shabbos, and apparently on this also, that Rav Chaim used to fast many times. He said, I think Rav Simcha Zelig was the dying and brisk at the time. And Rav Chaim, well, a lot of times would fast on Shabbos, like this halacha over here, Afila B'Shabbos. So he would fast on Shabbos, and they would say Rav Simcha Zelig, he would learn with him the whole time, and it was Kilo Rav Simcha Zelig to fast also. Rav Chaim would want to learn with him all like 10 hours straight, because he didn't have anywhere to go. He didn't have to eat his Suda. He was in the Tanis Chalom. And he said, Rav Simcha Zelig, Kilo is Mekabal about himself also. He would obviously find time to eat something, but that's Rav Soloveitchik related. So Rav Chaim apparently did hold, they had newspapers then also, and he still held that he should be fasting. So the Gemara ends off anyway. So again, you fast a Tanis Chalom, even when it's Shabbos. The Gemara says, Maita Kante, but wait a second. At the end of the day, like the Tosafot point out, it's still a good thing that you did to fast. The halacha is you're supposed to fast, but still it's like a Zilzal Shabbos a little bit. Kavod Shabbos, you're not supposed to be fasting. Except for Yom Kippur, we never fast on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Leisiv Tanisa La Tanisa. Rather, the way to make up for what you have done is for an atonement and a kapara for fasting on Shabbos, you have to actually take another fast upon yourself to make up for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. Very interesting thing that you're taking another fast upon yourself, obviously on Shabbos, during the week to make up for the fact that you had to fast on Shabbos. Now the Gemara continues. What happens to the mission now? Next mission, rather, is continuing with the continuation if, unfortunately, there is no water. So the Gemara says, Avru Elu Velona Anu. If these three fast days passed and there was no rain, based in Gozrin, Gimel Taneos Acheres Al Tibor. So then there'd be another series of three fasts upon the Tzibor, and they would be even more machmir than the first three. And they would have more halachic chumras, stringencies. What would they be? Ochav v'shosim b'od yom. They only allowed to drink while it's still daytime. Already from the night before, you'd have to be machmir. So the Magen Avraham says, maybe l'chora only Tisha B'Av is going to be Asr ben Hashmashos. Here, l'chora maybe only, maybe even after sunset, you would be allowed, potentially, the Magen Avraham says, on these type of tanisim. Either way, v'asr ben melacha, it's Asr to work on these days, rachitza, to wash yourself, asicha, anointing yourself, in the sandal, wearing shoes, tashrit, to having relations, v'nolim, and v'machtos, also you lock the bathhouses. All these things are, again, additional chumras, additional stringencies, because of the fact, the magnitude that it's still not rained yet. The Magen Avraham continues, avru ele v'lo nanu, if these fasts pass, and also we're still not answered yet, so then what do? Based in Gozer land, Od Sheva, another seven fasts upon the community. Shin Yud Gimel Tanis Al Tzibor, you have 13 fasts upon the Tzibor. Harele Yaseiros Al Rishonos, these seven fasts are even more machmir than the first ones. Maybe it could be the 13 Kinega, the 13 Yud Gimel Midos of Hashem Hashem, Kirachim Chanan. Shebe Elu Mitzrayim, these seven fasts, they cry out. What does it mean, cry out? Very interesting. The Gemara is going to say this, talking about crying out, is referring to shofar. We see that shofar is a type of cry, or Salvation goes right into this. It's our cries of the, we can't even express how to cry, which is the crying of our neshama, is just crying out. And we lock the stores. B'sheni Matin of Chashisha, on Mondays, they keep the stores partially open towards the evening time, since people are not purchasing the Shabbos food, they're not going to be overly think that there's a be able to raise the market prices that we saw before. The Chamishi Moter B'nei Kavod Shabbos on Thursday, though, they're allowed to open the day all day because of Kavod Shabbos. We're not afraid they would, that we're opening them the entire day because of Kavod Shabbos. So important, we're allowing them to stay open. Now the Gemara continues, the Mishnah continues, Avru Eila V'lo Nanu, if these also came about and were not answered, Mimatin B'masa Matin, then they should decrease business transactions. You should and not be as much involved in their business. Also, in constructing new things, a new house, or whatever it might be, and planting the tiyah shel simcha, happy things, these also halachas apply to the 9 days as well. Binyan and tiyahs are of simcha aser. But erusin and soon also getting erusin or nisuin erusin, the first stage of marriage, as soon as the second stage of sheila shalom binan al chavero, or greeting another, even that, kivnei adam and izivim lakum. Rather, you should act as if your Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, had put you in what's it called, in chayram kilu, is he put you away, and you're very saddened about this. The Yechidim, the distinguished people, they even keep fasting until Nisan leaves. The Rishonim point out that this does not mean, Rambam Hilchotanias points out that this does not mean the calendarical Nisan, rather it means the times of spring, which is the 30 days after the vernal equinox, when the day is exactly equal. That's called the spring, the actual scientific spring, when the sun's relationship to the earth is, and that the day is totally equal, and that day will be what's called the vernal equinox. Pesach has to be in also Hag Aviv after the vernal equinox, so that would be the time also for here. The 30 days is based on the vernal equinox, not actually when Nisan is. Yatzin Nisan Redug Sham, if the reign of Nisan came and ended, Siman Kala, that's a sign of a curse, Nemar, Alocha Tzir Chitim Ayom, and I'm going to call it to Hashem, he's going to bring rain. This is not a good time to bring rain after this month of Nisan. Now the Gemara is Kabish Lama, so now I understand Kulu Isblu Tanik. All these things are good. Rechita, Sicha, Tashmi Mita, the things that are enjoyable, and I understand anointing, relations, all these things are happy. Amalacha Tzaru, you're going to work, people hate work. You're going to go to work, that's a horrible thing for them, it's distressful. That's the one. Why is it usher? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisam Rav Abba Amar Kra, Kitshusa, and the Pasuk says, and Yoel, the Navi is telling us to, after the Bais HaMikdash, after there was a big plague, sometimes the Bais HaMikdash, to go, Kitshusam is to prepare a fast, Kitshusa, Tzara, call for a gathering, Isu Zakenim, take all the elders, because it's a fast, Kateres, and it's comparable, like an Ateres, a gathering. So Gemara says, Ma Ateres, Asher Min Malacha, Ateres, we know, the reference to Shavua sometimes, or Ateres that's in the Torah, or referring to Ateres, we refer to sometimes as Shemini Ateres. So, that's considered a time where it's a yantiv, and asir melacha up betainus asir mitzvah melacha. So too, that's just like a teres asir melacha. So too, from there, that's just a support that the rabbanon really Ritva says the ikar reason is we don't even masiach das from the fact that you should be sad. That's the ikar reason. We just have brought us a support from the pasuk as a raya be'alma. The Gemara says, "E matzahs meurta," so we can say that just as a gathering is even from the evening, aftanis nami meurta, or we could say that even a fast also should apply for the evening. Amar b'zera ledidim freshly minur b'yom amar, but that's not going to be the lacha. Amar kra isvu zekanim, that the elders, it's specifically focusing on the elders. So the night before, it's not usher to work. Dumya das yivu zekanim, only that it's similar to what the elders in a public fast day, masiv zekanim bayom, that they come together during the daytime. So too aftsom nami bayom, so too a fast day applies only in the daytime, not the night before. It would not be usher to work the night before. Okay, Bez Hashem will pick up the ema mitera from the afternoon Bez Hashem in tomorrow's daf.